former President Donald Trump campaigned in Georgia on Monday, missing from the stage was the state's popular Republican governor, Brian Kemp. The former president's relationship with the governor is complicated. That could matter to some voters in a state that Trump narrowly lost 4 years ago. WABE's Sam Greenglass reports from Atlanta.
At an Atlanta rally in August, Trump had harsh words for Georgia's governor.
He's a disloyal guy, and he's a very average governor. Little Brian Kemp. Bad guy.
The two fell out after 2020, when Kemp rebuffed Trump's efforts to overturn Georgia's election result. Kemp went on to a decisive re-election victory in 2022, despite opposition from Trump. So when Trump continued to slam one of the most popular politicians in a crucial swing state, many Republicans, like strategist Brian Robinson, scratched their heads.
For Trump, Georgia is a must-win, and he learned a lesson pretty quick in August that going after Brian Kemp was a really bad strategic move.
Though Kemp told reporters he cast a blank ballot in the GOP primary, he did say he would support the Republican nominee no matter what. And in a September Fox interview, he made clear he was behind Trump. That opened the door for Trump and Kemp to patch things up. The two men shook hands, not at a campaign event, but after surveying damage from Hurricane Helene.
Well, Brian, thank you very much. Your governor is doing a fantastic job, I will tell you that. And
Kemp hasn't attended any Trump rallies so far. In the final weeks, Kemp has hosted his own Get Out the Vote events, including this breakfast for an incumbent lawmaker in a toss-up district. Kemp barely nods at the presidential race.
We don't have Bruce Springsteen. We don't have Julia Roberts. We are workhorses, not show horses.
But beyond that dig at Democrats, he doesn't reference Trump in his remarks. At this genteel country club, Kemp frames his pitch around Republicans' record running state government, like cutting taxes. Pressed by reporters after, on the deck overlooking the golf course, Kemp affirms he's still pulling for Trump, despite their history.
You know, this is not about me, and it's not about him. It's about the people of this country and what they want. Do they really think they're better off right now than they were 4 years ago?
Kemp has built up his own sophisticated political operation, now seen as far superior to the Georgia GOP. Kemp's political action committees are spending roughly $3 million on door knocking, phone banking, and mail. The efforts are focused on competitive state legislative districts in Georgia and opposing Vice President Kamala Harris.
Well, I want to win. So we're all fighting to make sure we win from the top of the ticket all the way down to the bottom.
Kemp and Trump need each other, Robinson says.
If Donald Trump is president, he could be helpful or create a major hurdle for Brian Kemp and his future political endeavors.
And for Trump, Robinson says Kemp may help give uneasy independents and Republicans permission to vote for the former president.
I don't want to oversell it. It is important, and it's important marginally. But we have an election that will be determined on the margins.
Wearing a floral dress at the Kemp event, Tracy D'Arcy is one of the voters who's not enthusiastic about Trump or Harris.
I would love if we had different nominees for both parties, honestly. Nikki Haley would have been amazing.
D'Arcy thinks the restrictive abortion law signed by Kemp is too tight and laments the confusion caused by the overturn of Roe v. Wade, which Trump has praised. But she's also worried by Harris's liberal record as a senator. She says she tends to trust her governor's judgment.
I think he's a very leveled person. I think he is reasonable. It definitely weighs in on sort of which way I might decide to vote.
So D'Arcy has a choice to make in a key state decided in 2020 by less than 12,000 votes. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.